With Ali Clark on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Okay, if I had a dollar for every time someone said, man, it's hard to get in to see a doctor at the moment, especially because of all the hoops you need to jump through to make sure that you're COVID compliant and everything else. Well, what do you do if that person that you cannot get a doctor for is a small person, a little two-year-old? Now, Nikki joins us. She's the mother of two-year-old Victor. Good morning, Nikki.
Hi, Ali. Good morning.
Well, first things first, your Victor was sick. How is he now?
He's okay now. Okay. Now that we've got him some help and got him some medication, he's doing much better, thank you.
All right. So let's walk through and step through how you had to go about getting that help, because I think a lot of mums, a lot of grandparents, in fact, a lot of people would have this frustration in trying to get a doctor to see their loved one.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Tuesday, he came home from daycare and he had classic, you know, childcare cold symptoms. So he had a mild fever, runny nose, coughing, you know, that sort of thing. So we did the right thing. We went and got a COVID test and booked a GP on the, you know, Health Direct app. Next morning, we got the COVID test back and it was negative. But, you know, over the night, he sort of got a little bit worse. He was vomiting. He had a blood nose and he had sort of raspy breathing. So not, you know, breathing difficulties that we would need to go, you know, the level of ambulance, but it didn't sound great. So, you know, we had the GP appointment. Great, we can go do that. The GP appointment was cancelled. They rang us and said even with a negative COVID test, they weren't taking any patients that had cold and flu symptoms. They basically said, even though, you know, you've got a negative test, if you look on the text you got from ClinPath, it will say to still self-isolate and we're not seeing anyone.
Okay, so then you're stuck with a two-year-old who's got a blood nose, who's vomiting, who's coughing and having a raspy breath and going, okay, where now? So what do you do next?
Yeah, so we tried a few GPs, same story. Mm-hmm. One of them suggested the Women's and Children's Hospital. So we rang the Women's and Children's and they said, look, we don't have a GP service. If it gets worse, ring an ambulance. And, you know, we all know there's ramping issues at the moment, so I wasn't really wanting to get to that point. So we rang the COVID hotline to find out what the advice was and they said they could only give us general advice about COVID restrictions. And then so I rang SA Health and spoke to a woman who was actually a mum herself. And she said, look, try the respiratory clinic. We have some luck there. So I rang the respiratory clinic and they said, oh, because he's got a negative COVID test, we can't see him. We can only see people with those symptoms if they haven't had a test yet.
What?
Because we will test them. Yeah, I know. The guy was really sympathetic and he's like, look, my mum works at this GP clinic, ring her because I'm sure that she will help you out. So I rang them and they said, we would love to, but we actually have two GPs out sick today and we can't even service our own appointments today. We can't get anyone else in. So then we rang back to our normal GP and we said, look, what are we supposed to do? I can't get anyone in. The locum service doesn't even open till 6 p.m. and the last time we rang them, they said nobody is available for your area of metropolitan Adelaide. We're within 3 kilometres of the CBD and we couldn't get a locum the last time we tried.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our GP gave up her lunch break. She you know, agreed to see him. She was fine to, she obviously, school holidays, so one of their GPs was on leave and they were under the pump as well. But we took Victor, waited in the car, and she came out to the car to see him and, ended up he's got a double ear infection, he's got an inflamed throat, got antibiotics, and that's starting to help.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I think anybody listening to this would think, how can it be this hard to get a two-year-old help? And in the end, all he needed was antibiotics. And at one stage, the push for you was to get an ambulance, yet we're hearing about how our paramedics are so under the pump as well.
Exactly. It's so hard. And, I mean, I am so on board with all of the public health messages and, you know, it's just so hard for anyone, like it should be, you get a negative test and the rest of the health system is open to you.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And if you get a positive test, then you go down that route through the health system as well.